From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So you remember James Holzhauer, Jeopardy James, his biggest winner, not quite the biggest winner on Jeopardy.
Second biggest winner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the first guy still, he never beat the first guy. Just missed it by that much. Anyway, Jeopardy James is also a full-time sports book guy. He bets on all kinds of sports. That's how he's made his money. Mm-hmm. He's got a little bit of pocket change now that he won all that money on Jeopardy, about $1.4 million or something like that. Anyway, well, now he's saying that it's the worst bet this year is to bet on the Cleveland Browns. I hate saying this. We got so many friends that listen in Cleveland. The Cleveland Browns to win the Super Bowl. They are the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl because the team looks great right now. And he says, stupid mistake. Don't bet on the Browns. Don't bet on the Browns.
Okay.
It's not that he knows more than we do. He says the odds are ridiculous because they're being based on preseason. They haven't even started playing yet. He says, wait till they start playing, then see what the odds are like.
They're a young team now.
They are a young team, and they've got, well, they got Odell Beckham Jr., and they've got they've got all this talent now. And they are the odds-on favorite to at least be a very winning team, maybe even win their division this year, or maybe even win the AFC. Who knows?
I had Odell Beckham Jr. on my fantasy league last year.
Yeah,
and then he got
but he
hurt.
Was catching, and he was catching from Eli Manning, who's no longer doing well. So,
well, that's true.
There you go. Jeopardy James making that bold prediction. Do not bet on the
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. And don't bet on the ponies either. I'm just saying. It never goes well. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Angelina Jolie has her eyes on the French property she shares with her ex, Brad Pitt.
Wait, they still share? I thought they were like getting divorced.
Getting is the word here.
Yeah.
She'll be declaring Chateau Miravalet.
If you're British, it's Valet. They pronounce every damn letter in every word the Brits do.
So the T may be silent on this. I don't know.
The T is only silent in France.
Miravalet.
Yeah, Valet.
I don't know.
Anyway,
it's in the final
settlement. I don't have a chateau.
You do not have a chateau, and nor do I.
All right.
So Angie's been back in France recently, and she's made a pilgrimage to the chateau, and it's Vinery.
And it's Vinery?
According to a source, yep, they did have a gentleman's agreement that they would share it.
Oh, her and Brad.
Okay. Yes, because it's a lucrative business enterprise.
Yeah, you like that? Well, yeah.
That way it profits both of them.
I mean, when it comes to booze, whose booze do you want to buy? A celebrity's booze, right? We all want to buy the celebrity booze. Why do we want to buy the stuff that's made in Kentucky? We can get celebrity booze made by Ryan Reynolds and George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
That doesn't mean it's good.
Don't care.
Now, Angie has realized just how much that she loves.
She loves it.
The chateau.
Uh-huh.
Now, trouble is that Brad loves the place as well.
Oh.
And he's very proud of his status as a winemaker.
I don't know if that bodes well for him now that he's stopped drinking.
He has a winemaker.
Well, he's a winemaker.
Yes, but he has his head dead.
He has somebody else that takes a sip.
Yes.
Or two, and then spits it out.
The actual winemaker. He's not the actual winemaker. The lord over the wine making.
All right.
It seems to me they're sharing this. She makes money off of it, but he's the winemaker in the family, so she's benefiting.
She's benefiting from his winemaking acumen. And you know, there's probably just a little bit of spite in there.
I think there's a little bit of spite.
You know, something that Brad loves.
Brad too.
I'm taking it away.
Yeah.
That's the way divorces
work.
Oh,
but I love it. So this means I want it.
This has been contentious. This divorce has been
Because chances are if she goes to move there, she'll sell it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That would really spite him.
Oh, gosh.
Would that not spite him?
That would
spite me. Spite.
Spite.
What a word.
Well, Comic-Con in San Diego wrapped yesterday.
Ah, thank the maker. Now we just wait for the D23 convention next month. All the geeks coming to Southern California. Come on down.
Yes, you wish you were one of them running
around.
There.
I don't have any money to go. I am a big geek.
Yes, you are. You are a fangirl.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel announced their movie schedule for the next few years. And speaking of Angelina.
What?
She'll now be a part of the Marvel Universe.
No kidding.
I know, right?
What movie?
The Eternals movie.
Hmm. Okay. Awesome.
Now, the biggest bombshell of all was dropped by the Marvel panel on Thor.
Oh?
The news is
mm-hmm.
that Natalie Portman, she plays Jane Foster in the Thor movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the new Thor.
Jane Foster, really?
Well, apparently,
I didn't
from
see
the,
that coming.
Well, apparently, from the comics, Jane, which is Thor's girlfriend,
yeah,
becomes Thor.
He gives her the hammer. I can't believe it. He gives her the hammer.
Natalie was on hand for the announcement. I can't say that I'm too happy about it.
Well, maybe there's some storyline down the road that, you know, Chris Hemsworth gets back into the fold. I don't know. He's got to stop. His character has to stop drinking beer and to lose a few pounds first from the Avengers Endgame movie. He's pretty couch potatoed by then. Pretty much done being the God of Thunder. Yeah, that we knew. Oh, Jesus, don't tell me this. Spoilers, if you haven't seen Endgame yet. But I didn't know that Jane Foster becomes Thor. I mean, he's like, gives it up for the girl. Wow.
That's
wow.
the news.
Wow. And that's... to think she was almost killed in her one of the earlier Thor movies.
Well, that's the news. That's Natalie Portman was actually there for the announcement
Of course
well.
She was. She probably had the hammer and the whole bit.
I'm not happy about it.
You're not happy about it? Well, you're a Chris Hemsworth fan. I got it.
He's hot.
So is Brie Larson, who plays Captain Marvel, and I'll be happy to see her sequel coming out soon. Comic-Con in the books. And now San
Ta-da.
Diego can go back to being normal, whatever that is.
Ta-freaking-da.
You know who wasn't at Comic-Con?
Halle Berry.
She would have been there undercover.
Halle Berry?
Know, but I've read nothing about her being there.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry
probably
was,
right.
was not at Comic-Con. Huh. Yeah, yeah.
I was right. Look at me. I was
Which
almost
weird
psychic
because
today.
She's like making these, like, she's already working on another... You know, action pick. She's working out.
I guess she likes it.
A fighting action pick.
More. That means more instas to come about
more,
her keeping in shape.
More instas. Ooh, yeah. All right, that's it. Out of here for today. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We love you tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.